Micah chapter 1. This is the word of the Lord that came to Micah from Moresheth in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. He saw this vision concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Listen, all you peoples. Pay close attention, earth and all of you who fill it. The Lord God will testify against you. The Lord will testify from his holy temple. Look, the Lord is coming out from his place. He will come down and will trample the high places of the land. The mountains will melt beneath him, and the valleys will flow away like wax near a fire, like water spilling down a mountainside. All this will happen because of the rebellion of Jacob, because of the sins of the house of Israel. What is the rebellion of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? What is the high place of Judah? Is it not Jerusalem? That is why I have sentenced Samaria to become a heap of ruins in the open countryside, a place where someone might plant a vineyard. I have hurled down its stones into the valley. I will expose its foundation. All her carved idols will be crushed, and all her wages will be burned with fire. I will sentence all her useless images to destruction, because she collected a prostitute's wages to obtain them. They will become a prostitute's wages again. Because of this, I must lament and grieve. I must walk barefoot and naked. I must howl like a jackal and make a mourning shriek like an ostrich, because her plague is incurable. It has been spread to Judah. It has arrived at the gate of my people. It has come all the way up to Jerusalem. Do not announce it in Gath. Do not weep at all. In Beth Ophrah, roll around in the dust. Pass by, inhabitants of Sapphire, naked and ashamed. The inhabitants of Zaanan must not go out. Beth Ezel mourns. It takes away its support from you. The inhabitants of Maroth anxiously wait for good, because disaster has come down from the Lord to the gates of Jerusalem. Hitch fast horses to the chariot, you inhabitants of Lachish. You were the beginning of sin for the daughter of Zion, because the rebellious deeds of Israel were found also in you. Therefore you will give farewell gifts to Moresheth Gath. The house of Achzib will be undependable to the kings of Israel. I will once again bring a conqueror to you, you inhabitants of Mereshah. The glory of Israel will come to you, Adullam. Shave your heads and cut off your hair, to mourn for your children that delight you. Make yourself bald as a buzzard, because your children will be taken away from you into exile. Chapter 2. Woe to those who plan wickedness, who make preparations for evil while lying on their beds. By the morning light they carry it out, because it is in the power of their hands to do so. They covet fields and seize them. They covet houses and take them away. They deprive a person of his house and a man of his inheritance. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Look, I am making plans against this family of clans, plans for a disaster from which you cannot save your necks. You will not be able to hold your heads high, because it will be an evil time. On that day, a saying will arise about you. People will moan this sad song. We have been completely devastated. My people's portion in the land is divided up. He takes it from me and assigns our fields to traitors. Because of this, there will be no one to measure off an allotted inheritance for you in the assembly of the Lord. Stop preaching, they preach. Do not preach about these things. But these charges will not be turned away. Should the house of Jacob say, "Is the Spirit of the Lord impatient? Would he really do these things? Will my words fail to accomplish good things for people who walk uprightly?" But lately my people have stood up like an enemy. You strip off the splendid robe from those who pass by as they return safely from battle. You drive the women among my people out of their comfortable houses. You take away my splendor from their children forever. Get up and leave, for this will not be a place to rest, because the impurity that destroys it will bring painful destruction. If a man full of bluster and lies comes and says, I will preach for you about wine and beer, he would be just the preacher for these people. I will surely assemble all of you, Jacob. I will surely gather together the surviving remnant of Israel. I will establish them like a flock in its fold, like a herd in its pasture, like a happy crowd of noisy people. The one who breaks through the siege line will go up ahead of them. They too will break out and pass through the gate, and their king will cross over in front of them with the Lord as their head.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.